Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and everyone. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I am so glad that you tuned in. I trust that you had a glorious and a victorious week so far, because guess what? This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank and praise the Lord for the host of this broadcast. We always send out a shout-out to Apostle Armstrong. I thank and praise the Lord for him and the Lord allowing us to play a part in it. And so we, for the month of March, we talked about the significance of renewing your mind. It is so important, and especially in the time that we are living in. You're hearing so many things that is not only happening, but it's bringing fear upon a lot of the peoples. But the Bible plainly tells us that God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. I found out the Bible even tells us in the book of Luke that we have to be careful the way we hear. The Bible tells us that we need to be careful what we hear, and we have to pay attention to what we hear, and we need to know what to do with what we hear. You know, we live in a fallen world, and there too again, that's why it's so important. Once you get born again, when we get born again, we get a new spirit, and we don't get a new soul, and we don't get a new body. Our soul consists of our mind, will, and our emotion. And the Bible tells us in Romans that we must renew our mind. Paul said, don't be conformed to this world, but be renewed in your mind. And there too, again, we have to renew our mind with the word of God, or better yet, what is written. Your mind ain't going to automatically renew itself. That's our responsibility. Hosea 4:6 said, God, people destroy for lack of knowledge. And as I stated, we talked about renewing your mind, the importance of it, the benefits from it. And we wanted to go do some teaching on developing our spirit, but I haven't as yet been released by the Lord to do that. But I thank and praise the Lord for Resurrection Sunday, and I thank and praise the Lord. What God laid on my heart to teach on is we're going to talk about, is it God's will for people to be healed? A lot of people don't realize, but faith begins where the will of God is known. And the will of God is consist of what God's word say about it. God said to Jeremiah, the first chapter, he said, I haste, I watch over my word to perform it. A lot of time people would pray and ask God to do something that don't even line, or better yet, contrary to what his words say. Your prayers cannot be affected if you do not pray based upon what God said in his word. God is not obligated to do anything that don't line up with his word. And, you know, a lot of time, and, you know, well, I was taught when you know better, you do better. And a lot of times, you know, I can recall as a kid when certain things would happen, my mama would always, and my grandmother, they would quote the 23rd Psalm in St. John 14, you know. But at that time, that's the knowledge they had. And see, the Bible tells us according to our faith. But in the time now, God have truly revealed his will to mankind through the Holy Spirit. And that's why I said when we know better, we're supposed to do better. But I'm going to go on and jump into this. First, we're going to pray. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, God, for those that have tuned in. I thank you that the airways is covered with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that through the help of the Holy Spirit, you will bring knowledge, understanding, and revelation to those that have tuned in. And, Father, we thank and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there too again, it's God's will for us to know. And as I say, once you get born again, you have to get your mind renewed. If you don't get in the word of God and find out what God say about you as a believer, about you and his covenant, well, guess what? You're going to be hidden and missing. You know, you got to, and like I said, the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. You know, and like I said, there's a lot of things happening on the earth, but God said to us through Timothy, he said in the last days, it's going to be danger time. We are living in perilous time. But, you know, if you go back and read about the children of Israel when they was in Egypt, you know, it really will encourage you and how God took care of the children of Israel. Regardless to what Pharaoh was trying to do to him, God took care of his people. You know, and even when they came out of Egypt, the Bible said they came out of one of the feeble person among them. You know, so there too again, and the Bible tell us as believing that we have a better covenant with better promise. And that's been based upon what Jesus did. And there too again, as I stated, if you go back and read the old covenant, the Old Testament. You know, when I go back and read it, it really ministered to me when I read about David and how the Lord blessed David, how the Lord blessed Samuel. You know, when you go back and read about what God did for the righteous, better yet, the believers at that time, they were in covenant. But when you go back and read about it and see all that God did for them, and the Bible tells us now that we have a better covenant with better promise. I don't know about you, but when I got saved over 47 years ago, my first question was to God, why I'm not seeing these scriptures being fulfilled. And the Lord reminded me and told, this is what the Lord told me. He said, unbelief. Because I really thought everyone that go to church, I thought everybody believed God. But I find out that is not true. But anyway, let me get into this. As I stated, we're gonna lay our foundation. We're going to have a lot of scriptures we're going to go through because I want you to see what God's word say. You know, God is, as I stated, God is not obligated to do anything outside of what his word say do. And as I stated, God watched over his word to perform it. And God done made it possible with the help of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding to us and revelation based upon what God's will is. God's will is always his word. Now, a lot of people operate in religion and tradition and what I think and I feel and all that. Listen, you know, put your own what you think I feel and anybody else. God don't move based upon our feeling. Now, God is touched with our weakness. But Jesus did away with it. We don't have to live like that. So my first scripture is, I want you to look at, let's go. The first scripture going to be coming from Isaiah 53. I want you to look at that scripture. I want you to put your eyes on it. Anybody know me? I'm always saying put your eyes on it because you need to see what God say. So when the enemy, and listen, the Bible tells us in St. John, the 10th chapter, he said the thief, and these are words of Jesus, he said the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you will have life and have it more abundantly. A lot of people don't believe that we have an enemy, but the Bible tells us Satan is our enemy. You need to know you have an enemy, and he's going to try to steal. He's going to try to steal from you. That's his name. He come to steal, kill, and to destroy. He want to get rid of you. He don't care how he do it, but he want to steal. He want to do whatever. That's why the enemy don't want people to get in the word of God. I don't know about you. Sometimes it's a fight for me to read my Bible. I don't know about nobody else because of detraction, other things be detracting me. And sometimes I have to really wrestle with that and make myself sometimes, you know, in the mornings, you know, I cut my phone off at night unless the Lord tell me to leave it on. And I don't observe this. Every time the Holy Spirit tell me not to cut my phone off, it be a reason why. But anyway, but for the most of the time, I cut it out. But I notice sometime in the morning when it's time or whenever the Lord wake me up to get in devotion, I have to be careful because if I open that phone up looking at, if I got into Texas, you know, email or whatever, sometimes the Lord said, just shut it off. Don't even look at it and go into your devotion. Because I'm telling you, the enemy go to extreme measures. He don't want you to read the Bible. I compare my Bible to a menu. Most of the time, when you buy any kind of appliance, a menu come with it. Well, the Bible is the menu for our life. The Bible is revealed to us our covenant. What is our covenant? What is our covenant right? Our Bible relate to us, revealed to us what God required from us. It revealed to us what Jesus did. As I stated, we just got out of Resurrection Sunday, and I tell you, I don't know about you, but the resurrection remind me of what Jesus came and did through his coming, death, buried, and resurrection. And I thank the Lord for it. But as I stated, let's go to Isaiah 53. Let's go to Isaiah 53 because, like I said, I want you to put your eyes on it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, so-and-so said this. And you listen. When it comes down to fighting the enemy of your soul, you need to know for yourself what God said. You need to be able to go to the word yourself and say, look, this is what God said. Remember in Matthew, the 4th chapter, when the Bible said when Jesus was led of the Spirit and in the wilderness when he was tempted of the devil, Jesus reminded, or better yet, he told the devil what was written. He didn't tell the devil how he felt or what he thought. And because he did that, he was able to stand in the wilderness. He was able to overcome and have victory over the enemy. And too many people, they want the victory, but they don't realize when the enemy attacked them, they don't know what God said. And y'all, that's what a lot of times we missing it. And I'm telling you, it is so important to get in the word, as we say, to renew your mind. And as I'm reading from the King James Version, and I'm going to read the first verse, and then I'm going to drop down. As I stated, I have a lot of verses, but I want you to keep this thought in your mind. Is it God will for you to be healed? That see, this my goal is to show you and prove to you what God say about sickness and disease, because a lot of people don't know. Some people say, well, if the Lord hear me, hear what God will. If I don't get healed, when God will. No. You need to know first thing first. We're supposed to pray what is the will of God. We're not supposed to be trying to find out. Now, the Bible do tell us, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God, and God will reveal to you. But that's why it's so important. Read your Bible. Don't let somebody else read it for you. Now, a lot of times, you know, they have Bibles on tape. You can, they have it on your phone, you know. But you need to read the word, and so you can get some knowledge and understanding and revelation. But in that first verse, in Isaiah 53, I'm reading from the King James Version, it says, who hath believe our report, and to whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? And see, you got to first make sure you also give us a step. Do you believe the written word of God? We live in a time, a lot of people want to debate whether it's the word of God and all of that. I don't have time for that. God has really proven to me through the Holy Spirit that the Bible is the word of God. Men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to read the word. A lot of them men, a lot of the, even with the epistles and the ones that wrote, a lot of them have gone on. And it's amazing. Everything that they said is being manifest, or better yet, it being unfold. So there too again, you got to settle within yourself. Do I believe and do I trust what is written in the Bible that God said about me? Some, like I said, some people want to debate with that. I don't do that. Okay, but he said, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? Now, we're going to drop down to that third verse, and we're going to read the fourth and the fifth verse. We're going to read those verses because I want there too again. Your faith begins where the will of God, which is the word of God, begins. You need to know what God says. You know, I was telling somebody earlier, a lot of times when people, when it comes down to dealing with sickness and disease, people begin to ask God to heal them. That's the wrong thing to do. Once you know what God's word say, because as a believer, we can command. So I don't ask God to heal me. When sickness or anything, when enemy try to attack my body, I command it to be. You don't see nowhere in the four gospel, and as we go with some of the scriptures, where Jesus asked the Lord to heal nobody. Jesus always commanded, and Jesus was a representative. Jesus taught, though not only taught them in word, but he taught them in his life, and he taught them how to walk in their authority on this earth, how to exercise that authority, told them how to walk in dominion. And we as one, again, believer, we have the same authority. He said he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it was our face from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrow, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was. Now, I want you to look at this. He kept saying to you, this is past tense. Isaiah, as a prophet, God allowed him to see in the future that this was going to take place. Before Jesus even, he let us see what was going to take place. And Jesus showed up. Ain't that amazing? He showed up in Matthew. And he began to walk through. The Bible said he fulfilled every prophecy. Everything that was prophesied about Jesus, he fulfilled it in the 33 years he was on the earth. But then he said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, our peace was upon him. And with his Christ, we are here. Where, if you are here, that means you were, if you were here, that means you are here. And there too again, according to what God's word is saying right here, God consider us to be healed. Yeah? Now, if you don't know nothing about faith, it's like, how can I be healed if he's saying I'm healed and I walk around here with all pain? See, there too again, you don't understand. Faith is to believe first, and then you receive, or better yet, you experience. And this what that's why Isaiah started off in the beginning, because some of the Jews, they didn't believe. And you got some of us believers today don't believe what the words say. Yeah, you go to church, you do all that, but when it come down to what God say about you, you don't believe and you don't trust what his words say about you. Okay, Psalms 103. Let's go to Psalms 103. Okay, I'm going to read the first three verses. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgiveth, he's talking past tense, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. And you see that diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. There to again, the writer is talking about. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. See, there to again, it letting us know what God think or what God say about sickness and disease and what he did. Isaiah let us know what he did for us based upon when it come down to sickness and disease. It let us know, as everybody know, Adam was the fall of Adam in sin led the human race into the universe experience of sin, sickness, and death. That's what Adam did. But Jesus came and redeemed us from it. And I'm so grateful. Y'all listen, the things, better yet, the promise of God is not just going to automatically manifest in your life. That's why it tells us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I think it said, we're wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principality, rule of darkness, spirit of weakness in high places. See, we got a lot of people walking around here with offenses, unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment, and you don't even realize it invisible evil forces that you're dealing with. These are spirit beings. These are evil forces. These are spirit beings that can influence people. And if your eyes, your spiritual eyes ever come open, and I thank God for Ephesians, the first chapter, when you start reading the prayer that Apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray for the church of Ephesus. I mean, he was praying that for their spiritual eyes to come open. See, a lot of people don't realize we were born spiritually dead. That's right. That's in Ephesians, the second chapter. When we came on this earth, when we came out through our mother's womb, we were spiritually dead. If you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are spiritually dead. You don't understand nothing of the spirit realm. And Paul said this to the church in Corinthians. He said, your eyes ain't seen, your ears have not heard. Need to have the inner to man heart what God got planned for those that love. See, God revealed everything to us. He revealed it to our spirit. But if you ain't been born again, you are spiritually dead. You ain't going to understand this Bible. You ain't going to understand what is written. And a lot of people don't realize that. The Bible tells us, Jesus, that's why it was so important in Acts, the first chapter, when Jesus told them to stay in Jerusalem, he said, don't go nowhere until you receive the promise. He tells us in St. John, it started St. John 15 and 16, he started telling us about the Comforter. He talked about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He was going to be the one that teach and guide us into all truth. That's why once you get born again, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is to help us. He reveals God to us. He makes the things of Jesus real to us. He brings about a reality to us. You can't just understand the Bible with your five senses, because nothing God said makes sense to our five senses. And I won't forget when the Lord told me when I first got saved, he said, you need to settle this within yourself. Nothing I say of what I say through what is written going to make sense to your five senses. And it didn't. It didn't make sense to give tithes and offerings when I got bills to pay. It didn't make sense to forgive people that mistreated me or intentionally mistreated me. That didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to love people. None of that. But as I meditate, instead of when the Holy Spirit begin to open up and begin to show me what God said, y'all, it does. When we see it from God's perspective, that's what the Holy Spirit do. He made what Jesus did come alive to us. He made God real to us. Because once the realness of God really comes to you, you ain't going to just say and do anything. You ain't going to just live anyway. You won't do that. Okay, but as I stated, now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And a lot of time, anybody that been listening to us long enough on the broadcast, they know Prophet Miller read the Amplifier of the Living Bible. As I stated, I'm not going to run through this teaching, because just because you hear it one time, that don't mean you got it. I remember one of my former leaders, the late Ida Bell Parker, Apostle Ida Bell Parker. I remember when she had started us with Mark 11. That woman's taught on that. I did not know one scripture could have so much information, so much revelation and understanding. She taught on it for about 6 months. Then she started talking about the power of our word, that untamed tongue. And I said, I know what I need to know. That's not true. And I tell people all the time, even in ministry and sharing on this broadcast, this is not the final revelation. It's not the final revelation. It's so much more about healing that the Holy Spirit, if you truly sincere about it and you want to know how to walk in it or how to experience the healing that Jesus paid for, the deliverance he paid for, the peace, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. But okay, I'm going to read it from the Amplifier. And it says, bless, affectingly, gratefully, praise the Lord, all my soul, and all that is deep within me. Bless his holy name. Bless affectingly, gratefully, praise the Lord, all my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits, who forgives every one of all of your iniquity, who heal each of all your disease, who redeemed your life from the pit and corruption, who beautify, dignify, and crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Now, I mean, that's something to think about. We don't need to forget God's benefit. Even in the time that we're living in, the enemy will have you to believe, you know what? Yeah, God did all that, but if that's so true, why this happened? Why? See, a person that mommy complaining and always question God, that somebody is ignorant of what God's word says. As I stated, Hosea 4:6 tell us, that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And at that time, it wasn't that knowledge wasn't given. Knowledge was being given, but the people rejected it, just like now. You got people go to church. And the minister will preach out and give you what the words say, and some of them will come right out the church. Well, yeah, I know what they say, but. You know, when you say but, you cancel out everything you first said. And there, too, again, that's why it's so important. You know, jot the scripture down. Go home. Read it. God told Joshua when Joshua took over after God took Moses, God said to Joshua to meditate in his word day and night. And he said by meditating in this law that Joshua will be able to do them, and by doing them, he will prosper. I guarantee you, if some of you would think about when you first wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, what do you be thinking about? What is you meditating on? You know, I find out it is so easy to meditate on the problem instead of the solution. I found out as a born-again believer, we supposed to meditate on the solution. Meditate on what God say about your situation. It'll bring joy. It will bring peace. But if you start meditating on the negative, we have so many people now is depressed and oppressed. We got people committing suicide. And if some of the ones that then wasn't able to complete it, they'll tell you, what was you thinking about? Some of them tell you, well, I tried this in life. Ain't nothing working in life for me. I don't care what I do. I'm a failure. People say, see, them the wrong things that you're supposed to even be meditating on. He crowned our life with loving kindness and tender mercy. But there too again, you need to know what is written. The Bible tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, some people might not thank you all of that, but guess what? God thank you all of that and more. The Lord love us. You know, a lot of times people talk about how much we love God. But you know what I found out? You need a revelation about how much God loves you. Apostle Paul got a revelation, and he said, nothing can separate me from the love of God. You know. The law, up under the law, if you read the Old Covenant, up under the law, God did for them based upon them keeping the law. But in this new and better covenant, God do everything in us through Christ when we take on the Spirit of Christ, when we receive him. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. You know, when you really get rooted and grinding this word to know that sickness and disease is not your portion, you will resist it. You will stand against it. You will speak against it. You say, oh, no, you ain't coming up in here. Like the Lord told me one time, he said, right now, if fire was to hit your body, he said, you ain't gonna just say, oh, that's nice. And he said, you'll do everything you can to get it off of you. You'll do everything you can to resist it. Well, when we come into the knowledge and the understanding of what God's words say, that's when we can resist. See, the Bible tells us to submit to God and resist it. I think that's in James, the fourth chapter. He said, submit to God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee. Well, he tells us if we draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Listen, God ain't going to make none of us do anything. It's an act of our will. I'm talking about healing, but something as, you know, the Lord revealed to me, I speak it. Okay? Now, like I said, we read the, now let's go to 3 John, this in the New Testament. Let's go in 3 John. Like I said, I'm going to show you some scripture. We're going in 3 John. We're going in 3 John, and we're going to read the second verse. It's a beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. There too again, God saying right here through the word, I want you to be in good health. See, there too again, that's why I said you need to know the will of God before you pray. Some people pray, God, I pray and hope you hear me. And I have prayed for people, and they'll come back. As soon as I pray, and I said, did you believe the prayer? Well, Prophet, Apostle Miller, I hope God's going to hear me. See, you didn't believe. Your faith was not based upon what the word. We supposed to pray based upon the word, not based upon what somebody else told us or somebody else experienced with God. I don't do that. You know, I have certain people in my family, they died to me. They died early in life. You know, I don't necessarily know the why, and I don't be trying to find out. I have to learn that. You know, we try to figure out everything. We're supposed to really get rooted in this word of God, you know, because this would bring you peace. And sometimes God will reveal to you through the scripture why some things happen. It's something, but you're not supposed to base your faith on the negative. You're supposed to have my faith is based on what is written. As I told somebody, I don't know what people come, some of my loved ones, I don't know what their conversation were with God about. But I know one thing, in this new covenant, I done found out as a new covenant believer that I have the inheritance. And here's my desire, which is God's desire for me to walk and experience all of it. And that's my goal in life. I want to fulfill and receive everything that Jesus paid for my life. If Jesus made it possible, as an act of my will, that can be. God ain't going to override your will. God ain't going to make you do it. See, it used to be told, oh, when God get ready to move, he going to move. No, no. Do you not know, really, most of the time, God waiting on you? You ain't waiting on God as much as you think. God be waiting on you. But there too, again, if you don't know what the word says, you'll believe anything. I'm going to read the 30th epistle of John from the Amplified. And look at that second verse. He said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way. Listen, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keep it well and prosper. Now, a lot of people used to say, well, God made you sick. Y'all don't put that on God. He said, if thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy, I came. I tell you what, let's put our eyes on it. Let's go to John 10:10. I told you, we ain't going to rush with this. Because, you know, a lot of people blame God for everything. Y'all listen. God is sovereign. I want you to hear me. Yes, he is sovereign. But God limit himself to my will and your will. We're free modern beings. We can do and we cannot do. I think it's Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 19th verse. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. He said, you choose that you and your seed may live. He said, choose life that you and your seed may live. And do you not know, once you come a born-again believer, if you choose to obey, do what the word say, and allow the Holy Spirit to help you, do you not know it can bring all your family in? Because it ain't God will for nobody to be lost. Hell was not made for humans. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Of those that choose to go with him. That's who would make it. Was not made. But you got, well, honey, I don't believe nobody going here. Okay. Listen, heaven is a place for prepared people. Okay. Let's go to John 10:10. John 10:10. It said, now these is the, according to my Bible, it's the red letters. And I was always told the red letters with what Jesus was saying. Well, this is what Jesus said. The thief cometh, and the thief is, Satan is the thief. Some places say adversary. Some say Lucifer. Some say the dragon, but it's Satan. It said, the thief cometh not but for to steal. That's his purpose. But for to steal and to kill and to destroy, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Like I said, we were spiritually dead, but when Jesus came, Jesus gave us life. We begin, our spirit came alive. And see, there too again, the enemy, he do it gradually. He don't do it all at once. It's gradually. He gets you to miss one Sunday, it's easy to get you to miss the next one. He gets you to miss one day of reading your word, it's easy to miss the next day. He do it great. He don't just do it all at one time. And that's another teaching. A lot of people don't want to talk about the devil. Let me tell you something. I don't talk about the devil to magnify him, but I talk about it to expose him, to let me know that I have an enemy. And that enemy is constantly. That strategy is how he's going to attack me and my family if I allow him. Why you say allow, Prophet Miller? Because guess what? According to Luke 10, we've been given authority over the devil. But there too again, how you going to exercise your authority if you don't know who you're going to use it against? Okay? Let's, my next scripture. We still talking about, is it God with you to be here? Let's go to Acts 10:38. that go to Acts 10 and 30. I want you to put your eyes on this. So you, when you get ready to pray or command about sickness, when it and its symptom hit your body, and that's what you do. The moment any kind of symptom hit your body, any kind, that's when you take authority over that thing. You don't wait on it. It have been time I went to bed at night and wake up in the morning and certain symptoms be not hit my body. And I just start, well, the moment I wake up, I start rebuking. I start coming against it. I start saying what the word says. Now, when I first got saved, I didn't do that because I didn't know I could do that. When I first received Jesus, my Lord and Savior, filled with the Holy Spirit, I'll never forget. Every time I look around, I would be sick. Once I get over one, I had migraine headache. God healed me from that. Once I get over one sickness, none would hit my body. And I remember the late Mother Kerr, one of the mothers in the church. We was talking. I would always go in. I would feel led. I didn't know I was being led to the Holy Spirit. You know, I just thought I was doing it. But I would go every service after service. She would be sitting, you know. She would just sit there. People would bring her food away. But she would just sit there and she would read her Bible. And this and me and her were talking. I said, I'm so tired of being sick. She said, well, baby, tell the devil to stop. I looked at her like, you mean to tell me that I have authority? You know, I can tell the devil. You telling me it's an enemy? It's somebody putting this on me? And she told me. She said, tell him to stop. I'm looking at my, and what is this woman talking about? See, I was ignorant. I was ignorant of Satan's device. I was ignorant of my authority as a believer. I didn't know it was God. I thought sickness was just a normal thing. And somebody might be listening at me right now. And you really believe sickness is a normal thing? No, it's not. See, that's what happened to you when you don't read the word. We'll just say, oh, it just happened. So I have some people, well, you know, my people in my family, we ain't never had much. We ain't never did that. You know, that just normal for my family. Listen, if it ain't written, it ain't normal for me and my family. I'm not going to accept it because that's the way it is. Okay, Acts 10 and 38, King James. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. You see that word all? Now, if health, if divine health, if healing wasn't the will of God, Jesus was at the will of God. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let's go to St. Matthew, the fourth chapter. See, I want you to see this. Put your eyes on it so you know his God will for all sickness and disease, whatever that his God will for you to be healed. But they're just now Prophet Miller, if that's true, why they're here, I promise you it ain't on God. It's on you. Yeah, it's on you. Yeah, we don't want to be responsible for it. We always want to blame somebody. Well, guess what? Jesus done already took. His body was broken that mine may be whole. When my aunt or my son, like I told you in the beginning, my faith is not based on why they weren't here. I don't know. I don't know all the reasons. I don't even try to know. Because if I start focusing on, well, why so-and-so died and why they died with this, don't you know that I can owe myself up for doubt and unbelief and getting offended with God. We got a lot of people offended God. My mama prayed and she died. My uncle prayed. Baby, don't do that. That's the enemy that got in there. See, the enemy ain't going to never tell you I did it. He's going to always blame God. He is the accuser of the brethren. That's why you got a lot of saints sitting around talking about one another. That's not the spirit of God. The Bible, that's the enemy go around and accuse the brethren. He have us fighting one another so you can't fight him. Instead of you binding and come against that spirit, that influence in that person, they did this. They hurt my feelings. Baby, listen. You got to bring your emotion on the total submission to the Holy Spirit. Your emotion can be all over the place if you don't get that word in there. Okay, well, I said, we're in Matthew 4, 23 and 25. Look at it. Saturday 23rd verse, reading from the King James Version. Matthew 4 and 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all, there go that word again, all matter of sickness, listen, sickness and all matter disease among the people. And his fame went throughout Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that was taken with divers diseases, torments, and those which were possessed with devils, those which were lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. Do you see that? He healed all that was sick. So now, you finding out, that's why I said we want to say, is it God will to heal? See, you need to know this. The Bible tells you that Abraham, and I love the Bible, it tells us, I think it's in Romans, the 4th chapter, the 5th, if I'm not making a mistake, but it tells us, it's that Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised, that God was able to do it. What he got fully persuaded about when God promised him Isaac. Now, in the beginning, he dealt with doubt and unbelief. Because he even told God, what you going to give me? God told him, I'm going to give you a son. And he looked at it. He said, God, me say we're past the age. Do you not know God really waited? He was 25 years after God gave him the promise before Isaac came on the scene. God waited to him and say he one could do nothing. And sometimes, somebody might be saying, yeah, but I've been dealing with this illness, Prophet Miller, for so long. Listen, let me tell you something. Jesus still paid. It's not too late for you. It's not too late for you to receive. It's not too late for you to receive healing. God wants you well. God don't want you sick. That's what I want. And this is what he said he went about. Healing all matter of sickness and all matter of disease. Even in Acts, after Jesus had ascended, those apostles, where they came, those disciples came, they were going around talking about what Jesus did. And people, and the ones that believed and trusted in the word that what they said about Jesus, they was able to experience the healing. They was able to experience the victory. Well, now, Prophet Miller, some people just gonna die of sickness. You right. But that ain't what I'm believing. That ain't according to my faith. According to my faith, I'm just gonna sleep away. See, he said, according to my faith, be it done unto me. Not according to your faith. If you don't believe this word, that between you and God ain't got nothing to do with Prophet Miller. Okay, let's go to Matthew 8:1-4. I might need to read. I tell you what, let me read that from there. We're going to go to Matthew 8:1-4, and I'm going to read that from the Amplify. Because like I said, I'll be back and forth with the Amplify and the King James. Because, y'all, this is so good. You need to know, and you need to see Matthew 8 verses. We talking about, is it God will to hear? I'm letting you see for yourself. Matthew 8:1-4, I'm going to read it from the Amplify. It said, Matthew 8:1-4, it said, when Jesus came down from the mountain, great throngs followed him. And behold, a leopard came up to him. Now, y'all know lepers, he was still up under the old covenant. They didn't supposed to show up in public. They did not supposed to show up in public. But I believe this leper heard about this man, Jesus. This man going around healing all manners of sickness and disease. And I believe he just took the risk. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to pay him a visit. I don't blame it. It's just like today. If we was to hear about somebody giving away, well, let me use this. I remember when Hugo came through, I think it was in 2011, if I'm not making a mistake. But anyway, and they were giving away a certain amount of food stamps. And when everybody got that message, boy, everybody went. I went too. Everybody was trying to get over there to the food stamp place to receive food stamp. And everybody came. They didn't ask you, they would ask you how many of your household, but they didn't ask you what kind of job did you work or whatever. You know, a lot of times that was, at that time, people had to have, you know, put in the application for food stamp. But the government had them giving everybody food stamp. Went in the grocery store, honey, I tell you, not wiped the store out when it came down to purchase food. Well, like this leprosy. It said, when Jesus came down from the mountain, great throng followed him. And behold, a leper came up to him and prostrate himself, worship, and said, Lord, if you will, you are able to clean me by cure me. Now, there too, again, he asked him, if he, will he, will thy be, the King James said, he went, he asked him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. Listen, it's God will. How you know, prophet? Because his word said his God will. And you need to know before you pray. You know, I was with someone early day, and we broke bread together. We received communion. And the Bible says, often you do it in remembrance of me. It talk about how the bread was broken. How Jesus' body was broken, that my body may be whole. Yahweh is God will. But see, you got to sell this within yourself. You got to get your mind renewed. Is God will for me to be healed? Regardless of what the sickness or what the disease is, he'll heal it if you can believe and trust. Well, I tried it. See, that's your problem. I don't supposed to try. Whatever is written, I don't try it. If we supposed to believe it and trust God, then we can experience. Listen, y'all, God is not a liar. The Bible said in Numbers, God is not like man. Whatever God say, he would do it. In the book of Tyler, it said God don't lie. Mankind, you know, we can change and all that. No, no, God don't lie. If God said he'll do it, he'll do it. And this word been already tried, tested, and proven. These are people witness. These disciples witness what Jesus did, and people witness what he did too. But he said, if thou will, you are able to. See, and the leper, no, you can do this. See, some of you, you'll say, I believe God can, but you don't trust him to do it for you. See, the children of Israel, in the 40 years they wandered, they believed that God could, but they didn't trust God to bring them into the promised land. Some of them didn't really want to trust God to bring them out of Egypt. And it's just like us, a lot of us, as born-again believers, Egypt is a type of sin bondage. A lot of the saints have came out of Egypt, but guess what? They have not experienced the promised land. Some of them still in the wilderness, wandering around in the wilderness because of doubt and unbelief. Oh, yeah, come on. Well, Prophet Miller, I've been saying, listen, I don't care how many years you've been saved, you can still operate in doubt and unbelief. That's why you ever notice some saints, they get saved, and it's just like they just bypass everybody. Now, you have to know how to rightly divide what I'm saying, because you have to understand when it come down to operate in the kingdom and how God do things. You know, the Holy Spirit will teach us, you know. Some people think you prosper if you got 5 cars and a house with 10 rooms. That's not necessarily you prosper. Prospering me, he said, it as your soul prospers. How is your mind? How is your emotions? Are you moved by what you see and what you feel more than what the word of God say? Just like you got people, millionaire, got all the money in the world, but they sick, body full of some type of disease, ain't got no peace, ain't got no joy. That's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. And like I said, I got many scriptures. I didn't even go, but if you tune in on Monday at 12, from 12 to 1, we're going to continue with this, because I want you to put your eyes on. So the next time sickness and disease show up, or any kind of sickness, you say, wait a minute. Now, according to what, and I don't want you just to look at these words and follow with me, because we're on that. When we go out there, I want you to find some time to go back and read them. And as you read them, Holy Spirit, now, unfold this, unravel this to me. I'm telling you, when the word of God get rooted and grounded in you, it makes a difference. I mean, our family coming, and what we going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat till I'm full, because David said, I was young and now I'm old, but I never seen the righteous second, neither see begging for bread. The Bible said, it ain't no want to them that believe God. The Lord, he's my shepherd. Jesus is going to always provide for me. But guess what? If you believe, see, that's what too many people faith It's in their job. And now please hear me. Your job is a challenge, but God is your source. I had to learn that. I've been in full-time ministry ever since 1998. And I had to learn how to believe and trust God as my source. Yeah, your job is only a channel. It's many channels, but it's only one source. And you got to learn how to put your faith in the source. I won't forget, I worked at Spring for over 19 years. And one day, I was on Thursday, she went in that night, and I was supervisor. I had a meet at 7 o'clock that morning. We would get off at 8, but he had a meet at 7 o'clock. And he told us, he said, next month, they shutting this plant down. And everybody said, what we going to do? What we going to do? He said, I don't know. I mean, ain't that something? And some people have worked that longer than me. But see, I made that God. I made that job my source. I had been saved that long. But I had to learn how to trust. Or better yet, get acquainted with the source instead of the channel. Y'all, it's many channels, but it's only one source. And too many people right now, they worry about how they're going to do this and not, because their faith is in the channel and not the source. And I'm telling you, even when it comes down to healing, now I tell anybody, I believe in doctors. I thank God for doctors. I thank God that I can go to the doctor day if they whatever they see. But I thank God when they if they see anything, I know how to attack it with the word of God. Don't be naive, but I'm telling you, this is so important. You need to find out what God say about your body. And let me go into King James. Let me finish, okay, and amplify. This is my last scripture for today. And it says, behold, a leper came up to him, prostrating himself, worshiping him, saying, Lord, if you will, you are able to cleanse me by curing me. And he reached out his hand and touched him and said, I will be clean. By being cured, and instantly his leprosy was cured and clean. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell nothing about this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and present the offering that Moses commanded for a testimony to your healing and as an evidence to the people. Now, we're probably going to pick up it at that fifth verse on Monday. But let me read it from the King James. I'm going to close with this. It's when he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canest make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was clean. Do you not know? Jesus is saying to you and me, I will to make you whole. But y'all, he need us to believe and trust what his words say. Now, sometimes some healing come instantly, some come suddenly, and like I said, immediately, and some don't. But I found, what do you do? And I'm closing with this. What do you do, Prophet Miller? I've been praying for years. But guess what? Go back, read his word, and you can even ask the Lord, Lord, if I'm missing it anywhere. Because sometimes, y'all listen, the fault ain't going to never be in God. It's going to be in us. Some, as I said, sometimes some sickness self-afflicted. I find out you got to learn how to take care of your body. Some of the things my mom and them ate, it didn't affect their body, and then sometimes it did affect them in the long run, you know. But I had to learn that. But I'm telling you, when you read from, as we continue with this, and I'm going to pick up, if the Lord willing, on Monday, we're going to pick up at that fifth verse. That's what we're going to pick up there. But I want you to see, as I say, I want you to see it through the word. And you're going to answer your own question. Is it God's will to heal all sickness and disease? Is it God's will for me to be healed? When you see what he did, yeah, the Bible said in Hebrews, we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. He ain't changed. He said what Jesus did on this earth, he's still doing it when we believe and trust his name and trusted what he came to do. Well, my time is up. We're going to stop. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for your word today. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. I pray, Father, even as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus, even when we go off the air, I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to bring enlightenment and understanding and revelation of what you had us to share today. In Jesus' name, amen. There too again, this is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I trust and pray that you will be with us on Monday, if it's the Lord, from 12 to 1. We're going to continue with this. It's a God will. Enjoy the rest of your evening.